Every morning on his walk, Knut made the acquaintance of a new species. One fellow was nonchalantly sitting high up on a branch in a tight-fitting shirt that made him look sexy. "Have a chat with the Malayan sun bear." Knut took the suggestion, since the sun bear looked neither arrogant nor mean. "It seems we're going to have another hot day. It's already so warm at this hour." The sun bear responded offhandedly to Knut's cautious icebreaker. "It's not warm at all. I find it chilly." "You aren't dressed warmly enough. Just look at Knut. He's wearing a nice sweater." When the sun bear heard these words, innumerable laugh lines appeared on his face. "You call yourself Knut? A bear speaking in the third person? I haven't heard anything that hilarious in a long time. Are you still a baby?" In the brief fit of rage that followed, Knut vowed to avoid all contact with sun bears in the future. Knut was Knut. Why shouldn't Knut say Knut? But he found it impossible to get the sun bear's remark out of his head. Listening carefully to the conversations between Matthias and Christian, these are the two humans who take care of him, it was immediately clear that Matthias never referred to himself as Matthias. He didn't use his own name, as if his name had nothing to do with him, and left its use up to the other humans. What a strange phenomenon. And what did Matthias call himself? I. What was even stranger was that Christian, too, referred to himself as I. Why didn't they get confused if they all kept using the same name? The next morning, I went back to the sun bear's enclosure. But unfortunately, he wasn't there. Maybe he was still asleep in his cave. I discovered the moon bear in an enclosure nearby. Clearing my throat, I spoke the word I for the first time. "I am Knut, in case you don't know." The moon bear stared at me, narrowed her little eyes until they were even littler, and murmured, "Kawaii." This was a word I'd heard many times before, but only ever on the lips of skinny, immature girls. What language does that word come from? From the language in Sasebo, where my grandmother was born. The word has spread like the plague recently. You can often hear international visitors saying it here in the zoo. I know, and what does it mean exactly? That someone looks so cute that I'd like to put my arms around him and eat him right up. I didn't want to wind up on her menu, so I withdrew without saying goodbye. Matthias, who hadn't understood our conversation, lobbed a question at my back. "What's wrong? What's the hurry? Don't you think someone ought to send the moon bear's grimy moon to the cleaners? But first, I should pop you in the washing machine. Why do you keep rolling around on the sandy ground? Do you think you need to camouflage yourself? Berlin's winter is gray, so you want to be gray, too. Winter at the North Pole is probably as white as snow and incredibly beautiful." But what did it mean that the moon bear would want to devour something she found cute? Was this the custom in her hometown? I'd never considered any sort of food to be kawaii. Admittedly, I'd always found Matthias sweet, but I'd never want to eat him. I tried in vain to find some connection between the lovableness of a creature and the desire to eat it. My education as a walker was continuing apace, but the schooling left deep wounds. Speaking of oneself in the third person meant one was a baby. With this statement, the sun bear had wounded my pride. Since I was cute, I'd get eaten up. The moon bear had turned me into a fraidy cat. Once I started using the word I, the words spoken by others struck me like stones. I would flop down on the bed, exhausted and wrung out, thinking how nice it would be if I could spend my time only with Matthias. Alone with him, that must be just as nice as being all alone, or even better, since I could then take this new burden called I from my shoulders and relax as Knut. But after a restful sleep, I was once more curious about the outside world.